You have tuned into the Wealthy Body Podcast, the go-to health and fitness podcast for CEOs, entrepreneurs, and elite marketers, where we show you and share with you the top strategies to seamlessly integrate health, fitness, fat loss, and performance into your busy schedule. So without further ado, I'm your host, Justin Feldman. Let's get into today's show. All right, welcome to episode number 4 of the Wealthy Body Podcast. I'm not sure if you can hear this in the background, but it is, at the time of recording this, it is Christmas Eve over here in the Philippines. I'm currently living in the Philippines, but I'm on the 12th floor of my apartment, and they are partying downstairs. I don't know if you guys can hear in the background, but there is a ton of just Christmas rave music going on. But with that being said, this is a really good episode because I want to talk about goals. I want to talk about goals, and Christmas and New Year's is a time for celebration, time for, you know, family and friends and relationships and food and enjoying yourself. But in a few days from now, January 1st will come around, and January in general will come around, and people, maybe yourself, are going to really start putting their health first and foremost, which is honestly amazing. I love that. What I don't love is people trying to put their health and fitness first and then failing. That's what I don't like. So in this episode, we're going to talk about mindset. We're going to talk about mindset and goal setting specifically. How do you set goals for your health and fitness? And not just setting goals, because anyone can say, I want to lose 5 pounds, I want to lose 10 pounds. I know I want to look good on the beach. Anyone can set a goal, but it has to be more than that. It has to be more than that. There's something I use with my clients called SMART, right? SMART goals. Specific, measurable, actionable, and time-specific, time-based goals. Those are the 4 key elements to creating goals that are actually sustainable. And you know, in a following episode, we're going to kind of get into some deeper level strategies, but that's really what I want to leave you with today. And the reason why this is so important is because if you just decide you want to accomplish a goal, like, you know, maybe losing 10 pounds or building some muscle or whatever the goal may be, if you just simply just decide you want to achieve a goal, it's not enough, right? As humans, we need a bigger purpose, especially us entrepreneurs and marketers, people that are driven to accomplish more. We need a big, fat, juicy goal, something that we can just, you know, bite our teeth into and get excited about. So losing 10 pounds is not exciting, right? So something that is going to actually feel real, something that you could see yourself accomplishing. So those are SMART goals. Those are SMART goals, specific goals. What do you want to look like? How do you want to feel? What kind of person are you going to be once you achieve those goals? Measurable. Can you measure it? Is it that you want to just lose, you know, 5 pounds, or is it that you want a 31-inch waist? Do you want to be able to go down a jean size? You want to be able to go all day without having to take a nap and getting, you know, 8 hours of work done versus 6 hours of work. Those are measurable, right? And actionable, action-based goals, something that you can actually take action on, right? Something that doesn't seem like insane. Like, so if you're 300 pounds right now and you want to get down to 180 pounds, 7% body fat, that might seem a little, you know, kind of crazy to you. It's like it's kind of like if you're trying to scale your business, right? You're trying to take your business from, you know, $100,000 a year to $100 million a year. Like, I know there's going to be people listening to this that actually are going to be like, yeah, I could do that. Like, I know some of you are have that big of a mindset. You know, I might be one of them. But with that being said, you know, it's a lot easier to say, you know what, I'm going to scale from 6 figures to 7 figures versus I'm going to scale from 6 figures to 12 figures, right? It's just that it is more actionable. So getting almost like a micro goal is so important. That way you see the light at the end of the tunnel. So that's measurable, and sorry, that's actionable. And then the last one is time-based, right? You have this goal. You want to lose. Let's say you got super specific on it. You want to lose, you know, you're 200 pounds. You want to get down to 180 pounds, you know, 20 pounds lost. And you want to get down to 10% body fat, which many of my clients have done that. It's definitely doable. You know, lose 20 pounds. You want to get down to 10% body fat. You want to have a 30-inch waist. And you want to have so much energy that you can actually get, you know, 2 or 3 hours more work done in the day. And you're not, you know, you're not paralyzed by brain fog or confusion. You're just, you're in the zone. You're in a flow state like most of the day, right? Maybe you know this. Now it's just a matter of when is this going to happen? By what date? As entrepreneurs, as marketers, as high performers, the truth is we need some pressure. They say a diamond is created through pressure. We need to have time-based goals, right? Like a great example is like, say you have you're launching a product, right? And if you just want to launch a product, it's never going to get done. Say you want to launch, you're launching a digital marketing product, teaching people how to make money online. If you just say, oh, I'm going to launch a digital marketing product soon, like I'm going to create it and launch it. There's a big difference between that and I have a launch. It's coming up. It's February 10th. It's going to be coming out. It's going to be launching at midnight. Make sure you're ready for it. Like that, there's a big difference. If you know there's a specific date that it's launching, it has to get done, right? If you just decide you want to lose 10 pounds, which most people do for their New Year's resolutions, there's no pressure. There's no time-based pressure. So that's why my programs my program is 90 days. It's like, this is the time that you are going to knuckle down and put the effort into accomplishing your goals. So those are SMART goals. Hope you got some value out of this podcast. Action steps for you, how to take this and take action on it, is take the next 5-10 minutes. If you're driving, you can just think it in your mind. But think about, what are your SMART goals? What are your specific goals that you want? What exactly, what are the measurements? Where do you need to be at? How can you take action on them? Are they actionable? And then the last is, when are you going to get it by? When are you going to accomplish these goals? So hope you got some value out of this. In the next episode, we'll be diving a little bit deeper into this. But if you like this podcast, if you like this value, if you want more episodes like this, go ahead and leave me a review on iTunes. Give me a 5-star review, or give me a 3 or 4 or 2 or 1. But if you're going to do that, at least message me first and let me know. but yeah, man, hope you have an amazing, amazing holiday. If you're listening to this during the holidays, if you're not, I just hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Peace.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. You know the drill. I'm sure you listen to podcasts all the time. If you enjoy this content, if you're getting value out of this, please go ahead and give me a 5-star review, or just tell me if you don't like it. Like, literally go on there and tell me, yo, Justin, I don't like this content, just so I can know what it is that you're looking for and how I can improve the show. So without further ado, I'll let you get back into your daily grind. But again, thank you so much for tuning into the show. It means the world to me. Hope you have an amazing day. And as we say here at Wealthy Body, let your body lead the way. Talk soon.